Will somebody please remind me when I so consciously turn it off for the break? I will go back over what I've got on the smart boards and I'll put out something, but for now on at least I'm... So, I think actually the stuff that I was mainly talking about would be selectatorials in the last world. I'll do that tomorrow. Okay, so your first project is the web project, and it has to be passed in, okay? So if you go and look at it, okay, it must be on the internet. Your site should be what I consider G-rated, okay? I am not looking for anything above G-rated. Okay, so my strong preference is you contact a friend or talk to a company where you work and get information and try to do something where you can actually work with somebody. So if you have a friend or a family member that has a website or that needs a website or has a website they don't like, it would be really a great experience to work with somebody. If you can't, then you have to make up a fictitious somebody, and you have to make up a fictitious site. And it won't impact your grade. I'm just telling you that it is a better experience if you have to put up with somebody, because, you know, that's reality when you're designing a web page. Is you think you've done what they asked for, you take it in, and they say, oh, but, and they have, you know, five more suggestions for you. So I will be much more sympathetic to the thing being late if you're working for a real company, if you're working with somebody that really wants a website. So if you can find somebody, I've got somebody in another class, on a more advanced class, but they've got a family member that really needs a website, and so they're making a website for the family member. And that works. So, I want you to basically set up a page, explain what you're doing. It should be a page that a company can use, okay? It should be written in HTML5. 3/4 of your page have to validate. So if you do 4 pages and one doesn't validate, that's okay. We'll assume that you're doing something on there that made it hard to validate. So 3/4 of your pages need to validate. Okay? Bringster still allows you to set up a free website, I believe. I actually didn't check that this fall, but it was this summer. So you can actually go there and put something up if you want something on your own. But it has to be on the BCC website as well. Okay? And your grade is going to be based on basically putting up a website that meets some goals that you've laid out, and then the technical end part too. But I want something that would fit in with the commercial world. In other words, that kind of has a menu, that has some kind of a map, and a map is kind of like an index, so that you can go to the index to find certain things if the site is really big, and that it fits in and has, you know, a menu of some kind, either across the top, across the bottom, down the side, but something that somebody can use to get places and that sort of thing. Okay? Later, we're going to get into JavaScript, and toward the end of the semester, which is one reason why I want this in November, toward the end of the semester, I'm going to ask you to either go back and modify this and put some JavaScript in. And what most people do is they don't modify existing pages, they add a couple of pages to the site and put the JavaScript in there. Okay? Okay, so that's essentially your project. So now I want to talk a little bit about what makes a good website, and I want to talk a little bit about going into CIS Web. Are you all comfortable going into CIS Web? Have you been in? No, okay. And some people at home probably aren't too. So I'm going to go over that first, and then we will talk about what makes a good website. At least I think I'm going to do that first. Does anybody see the... They've removed most of my stuff. Yeah, no, I'm just curious what's there. WinSCP, right? That's what I'm looking for. I think so. Oh, it did come up. That's better than I kind of anticipated. Okay, so you're going to type cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Some of my handouts say bristol.mass.edu. That was the old way of doing it. I hadn't changed the handouts. So you need to do it as Bristol CC. They may even support the old way still. I don't know. Okay, then you put in your username. So I'm putting in my username. And logging in. Okay. Okay, so I have somehow got the wrong password.
It's not letting me go on either.
Really?
I'm on.
Wait, you're on?
Yeah. It didn't let me go on the first time.
Okay, if you have...
How you have to use those passwords.
Yeah, I thought I remembered my password. I swear I remembered it, but apparently it doesn't think I did. Go ahead.
Is it the password you don't look it up something?
No. No.
It's not the same password you got. It's not your email. It's like random letters.
Yes. I have them, so you can get it from this list. I can get in as anybody but me, apparently. Right. Well, I'm going to just grab somebody. No, you can put in your password there. Okay, I'm going to go in as you, Zach.
Might have to pick me up.
No, you can be on as two. Yep. But you are the bottom one, so it's easier to type. Okay, what's wrong with the host? It's CIS Web.
Well, then you had it right, yeah.
.bristolcc.edu. Okay. And then you are. And then I've got your password right here, so. Okay, so apparently I just can't type. Okay, so now you're in, you go into public HTML. Okay, so once you're in, you go into public HTML, and then you go in and you can get into the pages. And so we've got a bunch of things going on there. What you do is you create a page over here and drag it over. Okay, so you create your HTML page, and over on the left, you can have anything. You can be inside My Documents. You can be on any drive you want to be on. And so if it's on a flash drive, you just pick the flash drive. And then you just drag it over. And when he did it, he's got a couple of folders for two classes and can put anything inside those folders. So now, if I were to drag over something, and I am going to do a file, you can get rid of this, new directory, and I'm going to call it whatever. Okay, and so I'm clicking OK, and now I'm going to go into whatever. So I can say file, new directory, and I click made whatever. And now I can go over here and somewhere out on my flash drive I have some HTML, I'm sure. Table full, I don't know, map, that's good. Map. And then I put out an image. Okay, so I've got both the image out there now, and I've got map out there now, and then now in whatever. I assume you don't mind if I put this much up on the web.
No,
I'll
just delete it later. I'll just delete it later.
And so now when I go to the website, and this is the important part, when I go to the browser, rather, I'm going to say go to cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tilde, and then I put in zjud11, and then I put whatever, and then I put map cisagif.html. Okay, so that's what I have set up there. Okay. And if I hit enter on this, with a little luck, there it is. And why isn't my image showing? Since I thought it was image.gif, but anyway. View page source. Oh, it's cisa.gif. I have that one too. So I refreshed, and now I have the mapping for that. Okay. So I basically have Do you mind the Z drug going out there? Okay, so I'm basically saying go there, and I just uploaded the page to whatever, and it is now working. Okay. So again, that's how you upload. Okay, so I made a directory and I put some stuff in it. And I really would like to know why my password wasn't working. Okay, questions? Okay, so now we'll go back to the web page. And this is where you get to participate. And tell me what makes a good web page. I've got some kind of basics. That I have in here where I said a starting point for thoughts. So some of the things that I said that I wanted on a web page are listed here. Before we look at this, what do you want in a web page? What do you look for when you go to a web page? Wait a minute, I'm going to actually, since we have discovered that they fix things such that I can't write, we're going to write here and then I will take a picture of it. Okay, so the ability to navigate. Let's make the font big. What do you mean by ability to navigate? Being able to figure out where you want to go, too. I mean, the ability to navigate is clearly. And some pages you go to, you really don't know, and some are overwhelming. Yeah. If there's too many things on there.
Some may have too much stuff going on.
That's right. So, you know, find what you want and not be overwhelmed.
And also spacing. You just have a website.
One. Say that again?
And spacing. You just have like a whole bunch of words.
Okay, what words did you say though? Say at the beginning, what should I write?
Not a cluster of text, I guess.
Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah, you're right. So a little space, I think, is what you were asking for, right?
Yeah.
So those are things you need. What else are you looking for when you go to a page? Yeah, this is true.
graphics.
Do you want them or not?
Yeah, I mean, graphics. Makes it this movie.
Okay. But I'm assuming you want graphics that have some value. I mean, you know, sometimes people just throw up graphics because they think Mickey Mouse is cute. But, I mean, you know, you want graphics that have some value. What about loading speed? Yes. I am very impatient on that. If I've got a bunch of choices, because I did a Google search, and one isn't coming up, I'm out of there. It has, you know, my short attention span before I decide that I'm trying the next one. So, you know, I'm gone after. So loading speed has a big impact on me, which impacts graphics. And it also impacts setting the sizes of graphics in the page and things like that, because that can make an impact. Okay, what else? Ah, come on, you must have some other things you think about. You go to pages color. All the time, huh?
Color.
And one of the things about colors, and readable too, there are people that really like black backgrounds and navy blue font. Okay? It doesn't work. Or bright blue font even doesn't work terribly well, depending on the blue they choose. If I have to highlight in order to read, then I know I'm out of here. Okay? So I want to be able to read. What else? Ah, come on, you make judgments about pages all the time. Well, that's something you got to think about because you're going to make a page, huh?
I don't think we'll have advertisements on our page.
You won't have advertisements on your page. However, if you go to Brinkster, I'm not sure whether they have advertisements now. They had a period where they did, and then they had a period where they didn't. If you go and get a free site, you're pretty much going to get advertisements. You're not willing to pay for the site. Now, I have to pay for my site. My site's not here at the college. My site is my own site because it predated the college doing it. Actually, it predated the college doing it, but at the time, websites were very new, and so they wanted to check everything I put on the website if it was at Bristol, and I said no. So I made my own website. Because, you know, the time of I want to put up an assignment, I mean, that kind of stuff, and it wasn't a very practical, you know, but they had no idea. People weren't using it in class, and so they were using it more as commercials, and they had no idea what was going to go up there, but I decided that I wanted to go. So, anyway, what else do you see when you go? Ah, come on, guys.
Contact page.
Huh?
Contact page.
Yes. And you'll see that on my list. That is very important to me. If I'm buying anything, especially, or even with information, if you're putting out information that you want me to take seriously, I'd like to know how to contact you. So, a contact page. I also want some kind of, I like to have some kind of an index so that if the page is overwhelmingly big, I can go to an index and find out the stuff. And on the contact page, if I'm buying something, want a phone number, okay? Because if I'm going to buy a product and I have a problem, I want a phone number that I can contact you at. The other thing that kind of thing is also that it's a secure page if I'm giving information. I want a secure page if I'm giving information. You know, even any information, let alone my credit card, but any information. Pardon me?
I don't think we'll be able to do that part, at least.
No.
You
no.
Buy
no.
Certificate or whatever, right?
Yeah, no, that's not. Anything else?
Maybe a place for comments so you can see what
people. Yes. That's a good idea, and you can do that. You can do that with a form. Okay.
How do you do that with a form?
Well, the form would come back in mail. It's not going to make a blog, but yeah, it's going to come back as mail.
How can you do it to, like, make comments, like, appear on the
page? You can do it if you've got a server-side PHP kind of thing going on. I'm not sure whether there's a way to do it now in HTML 5 CSS 3. That's actually something I will try to remember to look up. Because they do allow you to store a little bit of information. And I'm trying to remember, and I don't. Okay, comments and what else? Okay, what I had on that form that I brought up. I'm looking for information, I'm looking for interaction, but that would be more if I'm making a service I want. And the presentation, I want all three to be done effectively. I want the page to be consistent with what I'm selling. In other words...
Up to date?
Oh, definitely up to date. Definitely up to date. But consistent, I want the page to look serious if this is a serious site, to look frivolous if it's a frivolous site, you know, that kind of thing. I want the page to kind of, if I'm going in there to buy something technical, then I want the page to not be cutesy, because then I don't trust them. So anyway, opinionated, yes. Does it convey its message? Effectively. Does the site have a good idea of the audience they want to attract? You know, if you've got an audience for kids, it's going to be different from an audience for adults. And are you getting what you want there? And use the internet well. Is the information readily available? Phone number, I commented on there. Easy to navigate was your first thing. Oh, if the user enters the site via a link to a page within the site, is it easy to get to the home page? That's something that I think is important. If you have somebody clicking and going to a page within your site, you want to be able to get to the home on that page. Does the site load quickly? Does it allow you to start doing things before the graphics are loaded if it's got a gazillion graphics? Because if it's a graphics loading problem and I see where I want to go, I'm going to click on it and go if I can. Is the content that makes me want to come back? If you're in the sales, you've got to have content that makes people want to go back. And lots of times they do things like, once a week we will have a sale. Or once a week, if it's a technical site, we will have a report from somebody in the technical field about something that's going on. But something out there that's going to make me have an incentive to go back. They really should have that. Is there style? Is the general layout of information effective? Is it too crowded? We talked about that. White space used effectively. You were talking about having that. Is underlining used so it's different? So it's easy to differentiate between underline and links? That's the other thing that bugs me, is when I can't tell something's a link. I want to know it's a link. Color used effectively. Is the too much cute? Does the background help or overwhelm the site? Is there advertising? Is there irrelevant stuff? Is it old or current? I want a date on there that tells me when this was last made, when this was last updated. If I'm going to take the site seriously again. Because if not, how do I know that they're not giving me information from 2000? Are all the links active? That's one of my really pet peeves. And I am very, 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 very sure that all the links are not active at my site because things go away. But that's something that if you're using it, as I said, I'm fortunate enough to have a captive audience. But if you're using it to attract people, you need to have all the links active. Is there too much text? Is it unreadable? Are there good links for more information? How are the links handled? One of the things you need to think about is, do you want to open a link in a new page, or do you want to have it replace the page? Lots of times you want to open it in a new page so that the person has your page still up there on the list of places they've been, as opposed to replacing your page and then they have to do backs. And depending on how many backs there are to do, they may give up on you. So that's another thing that I look for. So those are some of the things that I had seen ahead of time that I am concerned about as well. Okay, so look at the site you like. And before you start designing your web project, look at the site you like. Look at how they do things. Look at what you think is a good design. And try to come up with a good design. And I have